This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican Representative Ken Buck's time in Congress will end next Friday. Buck announced today he'll be stepping down early after 10 years at the U.S. Capitol. He told CPR News that part of his decision stemmed from frustration with what the job has become, citing that different views about policy now lead to impeachment.
And I think that we are seeing a breakdown of civility and a breakdown of really priorities in terms of what the American people want.
Buck said he decided to step down now to minimize the disruption a vacancy election will cause. He says he wants to turn his focus to how we elect leaders after listening to complaints about the current choices for president. There will be a vacancy election in late June to fill out the rest of his term. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Colorado for a campaign stop today. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
I'm here at Exto Event Center in North Denver. The message so far today has been Biden will support your rights and Trump will take them away.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. Meanwhile, outside the Harris event, about 100 pro-Palestine protesters called the vice president a war criminal. They're asking the Biden administration to call for Israel to put an end to the war in Gaza. And a major winter storm is expected to arrive in Colorado tomorrow evening. The National Weather Service says the I-25 corridor between Colorado Springs and Fort Collins has a chance to see 8 to 16 inches of snow or more between Wednesday evening and Friday morning. The Front Range foothills could see multiple feet of snow. Meteorologists say travel there could be impossible during the height of the storm. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.